I'm Liz Pelka. Iranian officials on Tuesday dismissed new U.S. sanctions as putting an end to any diplomatic path for resolving tensions between the two countries. Iran further described U.S. overtures for dialogue as disingenuous. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma brings us the latest.
Iran has sharply criticized new U.S. sanctions targeting the Islamic Republic's supreme leader and other top officials, saying the measures spell the permanent closure for diplomacy between the two nations. For his part, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has described the White House as afflicted by mental retardation. Rouhani went on to call the sanctions against the nation's supreme leader as outrageous and idiotic. Meanwhile, in Israel, Trump's national security adviser John Bolton says talks are still possible. The U.S. is leaving, he says, an open door for Iran to walk through. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of protesters demonstrated in Georgia's capital for the fifth consecutive day Monday. Protesters calling for government reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister. On Monday, the leader of Georgia's ruling Georgian Dream Party announced large-scale political reform. Georgian Dream Party chief Bidzina Ivanishvili announced next year's parliamentary elections would be organized in a proportional representation system. The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator for Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yang Yi Lee says this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. Lee issued this statement Monday that mobile internet service has been blacked out in 9 townships. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials have recruited Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo to help fight an Ebola outbreak in his native